This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com, or text me, Todd Mitchell, 701-226-8503. It's brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, not just another sprayer company, the sprayer company others keep talking about. Customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. The ET Ag on-site retail stores more than 50,000 sprayer parts. Spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. Offer parts for every brand, not just Apache, but every brand. 1701 Eastside Court, across from what used to be Bonanza, what's going to become Culver's. Although the Bonanza sign is still there, and the building is gone as well. Apache Sprayer provides you the power to climb your toughest grades and get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions. Check them out. 7 after, well, Scott headed off to New York City. You can check that out on his social media, and we'll get it copied over to the What's in Your Mind and some of the affiliate radio stations' websites. Meanwhile, guest hosting today, here he is, Jeff Simon.
Well, good morning to you, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you.
How the heck are you?
You may have heard Jeff on Energy Matters a few times, and we brought him up to the big leagues, I guess, is that?
I guess so. Is Energy Matters the minors? Maybe
that's... No, I hope not. But, it might be, there's a few more people listening to the rating show to What's in Your Mind than Energy Matters, so it's good training ground for it there.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess it is kind of the big league. Going from AAA to the big leagues.
Just so you pass on just a few more nerves, because... Folks, I don't know.
No pressure or anything.
Folks, though. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I have a radio background, as a matter of fact. I was a radio news director in the 80s, so that's going to date me a little bit.
I was back when they had lots of paper and stuff we used to throw away every year.
I was just going to recall, though, the very first time I went on the air live, the very first time, I could hardly breathe. I tell you what.
I was so darn nervous. So did you have a teletype back then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you rip and read.
Messy change of the ribbon of that thing there.
Oh, gosh.
You had to nail it in under 2 minutes. Yeah. I remember those.
Piles of paper. You threw away 95% of it.
Oh, I know. And when you're the early morning guy, that means you go through the whole night's worth of stuff. Oh, man.
Well, folks, I tell you what. The kind people here who run What's on Your Mind have given me the latitude to invite a few guests on. And I want to give you a rundown of that, and then we're going to get to the first guest right pronto here, Todd. That's your cue to get him on the phone, by the way.
Actually Manny's cue.
Manny's cue. Okay, yeah. Manny's going to pass him. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
This
doesn't work like Energy Matters then.
No, it doesn't. See, that's why this is the majors.
I got you.
We have executive producer Manny Snerdly on the other end there.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a quick rundown, and then we'll go to that first guest. That first guest will be Daryl Richeson, who works in the State Climatology Office and runs the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network. And it's appropriate that we talk to somebody who knows a little bit about climatology on the day when the predicted high temperature is twice what it's supposed to be. I think we're predicted to get 64 today, and on a day when the average is about 32. So it'll be an interesting conversation with Daryl.
I do realize I got global warming people screaming at me now.
I know. We're all going to die.
Do we have less than 7 days to live or what?
Well, we're going to ask Daryl a little bit about that.
Where are those people in the cold snap comes?
I guess I'm here to tell you, enjoy it while you can, because I think winter's on its way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So in the second half hour, we're going to have Chris Borboom and Jim Gray with the North Dakota Extension Service. They went through a budget-cutting session just like everybody else did this past legislative session. We're going to talk to those gentlemen a little bit about how the Extension Service is dealing with that. I know it's got a lot of folks out in rural North Dakota a little bit concerned about that, so we'll talk to them. Coming up in the second half hour, or the second hour, the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with tomorrow's guest host, as a matter of fact, Senator Kelly Armstrong from Dickinson. Kelly chairs the Justice Reinvestment Committee of the state legislature, and boy, do they have a plate full of things going on. And in the final half hour today, between 10:30 and 11, we're going to talk to Senator Rich Wardner, another senator from Dickinson, about issues in front of his committee, the Energy Development and Transmission Committee. I've talked to Senator Wardner a time or two. So, but with that,
we do have Daryl.
We have Daryl on the phone. Good morning, Daryl Richardson. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Good to hear from you.
Well, good to hear from you as well, sir. Well,
it's
today,
been a while
60.
Since we've spoken.
It has been, and nice to talk to someone who knows about climatology and weather on a day when it's predicted to be 64 in late November. How about that?
Awesome.
Yeah, isn't
it? Nice. Probably our last week, I would guess, that we'll see above average temperatures so much, although today would be the warmest day of the week. Probably a pattern shift that'll take us back to the early November, more below average than above average weather, I do believe, is coming next week.
Boy, you are the bearer of bad news, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, it's North Dakota, and it's going to be December next week, so I don't think that surprises anybody. But that's just my way of saying that although the rest of this week will not be as warm as today, still for the time of year, most of this week pretty tranquil and still reasonably pleasant, which is good. I'm heading to the Northern Ag Expo the next couple of days. I don't want any snow this week.
Oh, no. I've got to do some traveling this week, too. I think your message to the public out there would be enjoy it while you can, folks, huh?
Well, sadly, it's always the case. Hopefully, this December won't start as bad as last year did for especially you folks out in central and western North Dakota that just had that horrific December and early January last year. Whereas those of us here in the Red River Valley always miss those storms. And you know, that's always seems to be the case with winters here, that there's certain patterns that develop in certain areas get the most snow storm. And I think next week we'll see where it ends up tracking, get that first bigger snow event of the season, and you know, just have to wait and see where it ends up tracking.
Boy, oh boy. Bad news coming, huh, folks? But I tell you what, Daryl, I want to talk to you a little bit about kind of the winter outlook. But first, let's go back to really your primary job responsibility, and that's managing the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network. And, you know, I read up a little bit on this. You know, I have to do a little bit of homework. I did not realize there are 85 stations out there around the state and then a few in surrounding states as well to kind of get a handle on things. Tell me about the network. Just describe it, what it does, and what's available.
This is my bad. I haven't updated the website yet, but we actually have 91 stations now. So we increased it six this past growing season. We added six more stations. We have 91 now. We have 16 in northwestern Minnesota. Most of those are sponsored by either Crystal Sugar, the MNDAC, cooperative, or a few from the University of Minnesota for research in the northwestern part of the state. And then we have six in Montana, and most of those are sponsored by wheat growers. And then the rest of them, you know, vast majority of them then are in North Dakota. So all 91 stations, if you go to endon.org, update the weather 24/7 every 5 minutes. So it's almost like watching live weather here in North Dakota. And although, you know, it's an agricultural network, you know, our principal duty is to help, you know, farmers save money by monitoring the weather, forecasting crop diseases, or when insects are going to come out, you know, things that they can get ahead of, you know, spray early or not spray if they don't need to for certain types of diseases. It's also used, you know, for a lot of other reasons, too. The Weather Service uses them. DOT uses them. Private citizens use them as well.
That's interesting. That it's expanded so rapidly, really. It started, I think, I read in 1989, just a few stations in the Red River Valley, and it was really kind of initiated by the potato growers, wasn't it?
It was, really. And after it started, and mainly it was, you know, you're going to be talking with Chris Borboom, I heard. Most of the Endon stations originally started at the regional extension centers, the RECs, you know, they had Minot, Dickinson, Hedinger, the one in Streeter, and the others around the state, Williston, Minot. And then in the early 1990s, there was really a potato farmer in northeastern North Dakota who really saw the benefit. You know, if we can monitor the weather better, we get a handle on late and early blight for potatoes. So he convinced a few of his farmers friends in the area to sponsor a few stations. And then 1993 happened, and most folks will remember 1993 as being phenomenally wet. It filled up Devil's Lake. That's when Devil's Lake went from we need to get water into the lake to we need to get water out of the lake, all in the course of 1 year. And they attributed monitoring the weather that year really saving the potato crop in North Dakota in 1993. So once that happened, then in 1994-95, other ag entities, the potato, you know, sites grew a little bit, but then other, you know, when you get into sugar beets with Cercospora and then other, you know, with Fusarium head blight with wheat, you know, all these other fungal diseases came online that they discovered that, wow, we could use those stations to also, you know, help benefit, you know, as a cost benefit to, you know, get ahead of these diseases. Then it blew up very rapidly. So we went from just having a handful of stations to 50 over a course of just a few years. And then the network has continued to expand ever since. You know, since I've been on board for 3 years, you know, we've added another 15 stations just in the last 3 years throughout the area as well.
I tell you, Darrell, it's truly remarkable the amount of commercial and ag group participation in this. If you'll hang on through the break, we've got a few more questions for you, and we invite callers to join us as well.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
To drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota is a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 20 after the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott headed off to New York City. Guest hosts all week this week, including today, Jeff Simon.
Or as Phil Parker called me, guest star.
Guest star. Oh, wow. I can use that.
We have Daryl Richeson on the phone with us. Daryl is interim director of the North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON. And that interim title, you've had that now for a while, Daryl.
Yeah. Hiring freeze. So, therefore, you know, you can be an interim, but you can't be the director's like hiring a new position. So, as soon as everything works itself out, I get the pleasure of reapplying for the job.
I see how it works.
Okay. Get the interim off my title, but gotcha. It makes for some nice humor to tell people that that little story about an interim's not a real job, apparently, for the hiring.
I'm with you. All right. Hey, I want to explore a little further what you talked about, or what we were talking about as we headed into the break, about how you can use these weather applications, weather monitoring, and forecasting techniques to predict crop disease. How in the world does that work? What do you do?
Well, really, it's, through research, a crop disease is almost like, when you have a child, you take it into the doctor, and, you get this growth chart, and you go, well, your child is going from here to here, and, through so many past experiences with other children in the world, you can kind of give this estimate to where your child is going, if you're in the top 5-10%, in the middle, all of that type stuff. I always equate crop diseases as the same way. You measure the weather, say, relative humidity. We've had very high RH values on these leaves for this many days. It is known that this fungal disease requires X amount of time to start the process of growing. So if you monitor that weather, you get to the certain point where we're going, okay, we've had this many hours at this point. That means we should start seeing this fungal disease start, we should start spraying our wheat for fusarium head blight. We should start spraying our sugar beets for Cercospora. We should start spraying our potatoes for, potato later early blight. So that's the process. The nice thing is we also know, well, historically I sprayed every Tuesday. I'm going to continue to spray every Tuesday, but this summer has been very dry. So, you save money by spraying in the sense, yeah, you're putting in some more money into your crop, but you're going to get more out of it by spraying. Your crop's not going to die. Or I don't have to spray now because we're not where we usually are this time of year. So either way, it's really that, that cost benefit, so it's really NDON in many ways is the weather risk management tool. So, it is estimated that NDON literally saves tens of millions of dollars to agriculture in, the three states that we serve based on using these and other techniques. And the same tools can be used for, like, insects as well. The insect's going to emerge after so many heat units. And so we can measure and go, hey, this particular insect is very likely going to emerge here in the next 2 or 3 days. Again, you always get that head start on whatever you're monitoring if you pay close attention to the weather.
That's interesting stuff, Daryl. When the eggs are going to hatch, you can tell when those bugs are going to start to arrive, I guess.
Right.
We would invite go ahead.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and to me, the greatest thing about NDON is a lot of states have, and NDON's referred to as a mesonet, meso meaning middle net network. So it's really a mesonet. Other states have this. The great thing about NDON is the cooperation between, we're government funded, my salaries are state funding, but all of our stations, with the exception of just, I think, three, are also sponsored. So not only is the government involved, we have local sponsorship. Most mesonets are 100% government funded. We're very unique and special, so we have all these people. That's their station that's sitting out there. So we get their help and benefit of fixing the station when we need to, maintaining that station, which saves, the taxpayers a lot of money and in turn saves them money. So NDON's very unique with this private as well as government-funded agency together for the benefit of all the people involved, which I'm always very proud of, to work for an agency that has both involved. And I always equate it to, in many ways, it's, Governor Bergen's Main Street Initiative. And we've been doing this for 25, 30 years. Very common question of me by other mesonets is, how do you do that? And I go, well, you know, I give them suggestions on how they can, you know, get private industry ag groups to help sponsor, because it ends up being a benefit to them as well. So it's a very unique setup we have with NDON.
A neat public-private partnership. They work well.
We've got just
a few minutes left here, Daryl. I wanted to kind of get into that winter outlook. We've been just enjoying a weird November, frankly, colder than normal the first half, and then it's just been beautiful the past week or so here. What are we looking at for December, January, and February?
You know, there are just a lot of, you know, when you're forecasting long range, you know, it's really like you're a detective. You know, where are the clues leading you to? And, you know, granted, you're right, it's been a phenomenally great the last week. You know, today is a fantastic day. But, you know, when you forecast a warmer than average or a colder than average season, of course, you're never always colder than average. You're never warmer than average. But overall, there are a lot of hints out there that this winter is going to be a colder than average winter. The amount of snow we get oftentimes comes down to a storm or two here. You know, this storm, ooh, it went through South Dakota and southern Minnesota. We missed out on that foot of snow. You know, those types of storms, one or two of them, makes the difference between you being 10, 20 inches above average or 10 or 20 inches below average. But I would suspect this winter will at least be around the average snowfall, if not a little bit above. But the strong clues are that the odds favor it being colder than average. And considering that, you know, even last winter, the western North Dakota finished very warm. Eastern North Dakota last year, most of the winter was above average. We've had some pretty nice winters with, you know, a little bit of exception of about 6 weeks last year in central western North Dakota, that even an average or slightly below average winter this year will really feel cold, because in some ways, you know, we've been a little bit spoiled with our winters the last two or three years.
Yeah, it's been a while since we had, winter was that? 96, 97. That was the real bear cat that ultimately led to the flood in Grand Forks and everything else.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, back in the 9, 10, 10, 11, you know, and 8, 9, those winters were pretty tough. And the reality is, you know, Bismarck, western North Dakota, you know, from December 1st until January 15th, you know, that first 6 weeks of winter last year was a real killer. But then, you know, it turned out to be really, really nice. I just think this winter is going to be colder than average. So the odds are that, you know, you're going to be paying more to heat your house and such. And especially those of us in the eastern part of the state that didn't get the snow that the western part of the state did last year to start off with, you know, probably be much snowier, you know, here in the east in the past few winters. You know, at least, you know, that's what all the clues point out. Sometimes all these clues come together and, you know, Mother Nature does her own thing, because every year is unique. But I'd be surprised if we weren't at least average, if not below average, for temperatures this winter.
Oh, I wish you hadn't said that, but I.
Oh, me too. It's one of those. Trust me, if I'm wrong, I'll be very.
You'll be just as happy as everybody.
Just as happy as everyone. And sadly, these are the type of winters that we tend to linger into the spring. You know, so for agricultural reasons, you know, we'll probably have a slower plant next year than most. But hopefully, you know, at least we'll get enough moisture this winter that'll help with some of the drought conditions in western North Dakota, at least to start next spring off with a little bit more moisture.
That would be wonderful. I'm sorry to say we're out of time. I want to thank you for joining us today, Daryl. Really appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for being with you, Jeff. Appreciate the invite.
We want to know. Back in a bit. Your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The hour. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text into 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part by PetroServe USA, Deli Express, smoked ham and cheese on White Deli Club, or oven roasted turkey on cheese. They're just $2.29. King size Mars bars, 69 cents. Jack Link's sticks, 2 ounce sticks, are $1.89. Kellogg's cheese in 3 ounce bags, a little snack at 79 cents. Red Bull, it might be one of those Mondays. They're 2 for $5. Much more at PetroServe USA. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott then and off to New York City. We'll undoubtedly be hearing from him, especially on Friday. Because in fact, he'll be hosting the show from New York City, I guess. Coming up on Friday, guest star host today up in the major leagues. Here he is. You might have heard him on Energy Matters a few times. We think he can do even more, and he's proving that he can. Jeff Simon is here. What's in your mind?
Well, thank you for that secondary introduction again, Todd. Guest star.
Sure.
Not just a guest host, a guest star.
A star host. You're both.
Well, and I am really multitasking or diversifying, I guess you might say, because we have guests that are, you know, well beyond the energy sector today. We're actually, this first hour of the program here is mostly devoted to kind of agricultural sorts of things. And
North Dakota is still pretty agricultural, right? And then much of Minnesota too. So,
well, so
it's a good fit.
I tell you what, if you cover ag and energy in North Dakota, you pretty much covered it. That covers a big chunk of the economy anyway. Well, I tell you what, in studio with me is Jim Gray. He is the West District Director of the North Dakota Extension Service. And on the phone with me is Chris Borboom. He is Director of the North Dakota Extension Service. And I want to welcome both of you gentlemen.
Well, hi, good morning.
Are you there, Chris?
It's good to be on with you, Jeff.
All right, good job. Well, I think we got him here. So, extension, the word extension applies, it sort of implies that, you know, kind of outreach, I guess. Chris, let me just go to you first and just tell me, you know, I was doing a little bit of my homework for this, and I had no idea the breadth of what the Extension Service encompasses. Please tell me about it.
Yeah, extension is pretty amazing, isn't it, Jeff? You know, if we did just a quick little history lesson, so cooperative extension is tied with the land-grant universities. So North Dakota State University is a land-grant university in North Dakota, and it really has three missions. So it does the typically what you think of at a university, the teaching, so, you know, the undergrad students, the graduate students. It also has a research function, and in a state like North Dakota, with agriculture as important as it is, it has a real strong research function in terms of researching and creating new crops and varieties for the farmers and how to use the technology. So there's that research. The third mission is really the extension mission. It's taking that information that's created through the research and such on campus here in Fargo, and it's extending it all the way across the state. And so it doesn't stop at the border of campus here. Like the university extends all the way out to the Montana border, all the way up to the Canadian border, to bring information out to people so that they can make the best decisions that they can for their farm operations, for their ranch, for their family, for their community, so they can improve their lives. So it's kind of like our tagline. We say, extending knowledge, changing lives. So in a nutshell, you know, we are educators for adults and youth in North Dakota.
Absolutely. We're talking with Chris Borboom. He's the director of the North Dakota Extension Service, and in studio with me is Jim Gray, who is the West Region or West District Director for Extension. If you have a question for either of these gentlemen, please give us a call, 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. I want to go to you, Jim. We came through the legislative session, and, well, pretty much everybody took a little bit of a haircut this legislative session. And I know through the Association of Counties, I actually have an office in the Association of Counties building and follow those folks pretty closely. There was a resolution that came out of their convention in October that expressed concern about the cuts and the impact, and you know, they kind of shared their concerns. What are you hearing from your folks out in the western part of the state about the potential loss of services?
Well, that's a really good question. You're right. This last legislative session, we did take a significant cut in our state funding. It was a little bit over $4 million, or 14%. When I visit with those county commissions in the western part of the state, and I work with about the whole western half of North Dakota, really the theme I'm hearing for the most part is those counties really value that local programming, that local presence, the need to have a local agent or agents that really deliver all those educational programs that their citizens need and want. And so, for the most part, I'm hearing from, you know, counties that can absorb it in their budget, that they are more than willing to put more money on the table. Some have budget challenges, and that's understandable. And so we're looking at strategies to make it work, to still deliver that high-level programming that the counties need and want, knowing that we have limited resources.
It is called the Cooperative Extension Service. Chris, tell me about that. How does that interplay work between what the state provides and what's provided at the local level, funding-wise and others? I mean, how does that all interplay?
So when you talk about cooperative extension, actually it originated with the feds, although they're kind of, if you look at a three-legged stool, there are three groups that are in this partnership. The federal group, through the Smith-Lever funding, we receive some funds from them. And then there's a leg that's the state appropriated funds for extension, the state part of the partnership, and then the counties provide the third leg of the stool, and that partnership is really important. So between the three funding sources, we fund both specialists that are here on campus, and we support the extension agents that are out in the counties. So if we go into the counties, we've been operating under a system for 20-some years where the counties have provided 50% of the salary for the extension agent, and NDSU Extension has matched that with 50% of the salary for the agent. Extension has then provided, covered all of the fringe benefits for the extension agent, and the counties in this partnership has provided all the local operating support, including the clerical support in the offices. So it really has been a strong partnership through all these years to fund the extension agent. And then back here on campus or at the research extension centers, we're really using state and federal funds to support the specialists that provide the technical support to the extension agents.
So what kind of feedback are you getting right now from the counties in your office, Chris?
Well, certainly there is concern. There's really strong support. The feedback that I'm getting, there's really strong support for maintaining the extension agents in the counties because that's where the work is done. It's boots on the ground. It's where those local relationships are. Like this past year with all the drought work, especially out west, to have those people locally that know the ranchers and can provide that information, that's really critical. At the same time, you know, our budget was cut. You know, that's a fact of life. We have fewer resources. At the same time, I know that there are counties that are challenged with their budgets. And it's a tough situation. Some could look at it that, you know, they were just shifting some of the dollars, financing, the funding onto the counties. There's some truth in that, and that's been expressed. There's some concern in some of the smaller counties that may not have as many resources on how they continue on in this partnership, and we're looking at that. And so, you know, we really want people to express their opinions, and so that we can get that feedback. We're also working with what's called SBAR. It's the State Board of Agricultural Research and Education, and they're a state board that provides oversight for extension. And folks in the counties can provide feedback to SBAR, and they can also provide feedback to the legislature because, you know, we're all in this together. And we're just looking at trying to, how do we use our resources most efficiently to support these programs in the county? That's what it really comes down to.
Yeah, that's, I guess, any kind of budgeting process. You have to separate the needs from the wants, and there are some needs out there. Agriculture is obviously probably still the most important industry in North Dakota, and needs the support of it. The one thing I want to talk about and get into a little bit are the, I guess I would call it the developmental functions that you provide. Obviously, the 4-H program is a big part of that, but you also have development programs for adults. Jim, can you kind of touch on that? We're going to have to go to a break soon here, but I want to explore that a little bit.
Absolutely. So one of our programs really is in the whole leadership development business, working with local communities, organizations, trying to empower and give people those tools so they feel confident and ready to step into leadership positions in their local community. These could be on city councils, it could be on county commissions, or maybe run for the state legislature or a state or national office. And we have a whole program for that.
All right, we're going to explore that a little bit further as we get into the next segment. Gentlemen, if you can hang with us through the break, we'll be back with more Energy Matters. What's on your mind? Come up after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You
you could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Henham to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Link's Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long, two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the first steps a company should take preparing for an emergency situation.
You really need to start with an assessment. Think of it as a gap analysis. You know, are my gaps in having a proper place for people to shelter in place? Is it controlling the front door? Is it cameras? Is it having proper kits available? Once you have that, you need to write that emergency response plan. Now, your plan should cover any threat that your site might face. Everybody in North Dakota needs to have severe weather emergency plan, suspicious package, bomb threat, and active shooter, and, of course, fire. Then you should coordinate with local emergency response agencies to make sure there's not any adjustments based on what their response protocol is going to be to your facility.
To see a full list of emergency operations planning services available through the NDSC, visit www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. The University of Mary has a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. Keita Rising is earning an advanced degree. U Mary can move you forward. Now offering a Master of Science in Nursing for $15,000. It could be $8,000 or more higher in other places, too. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice. Is caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time available. Find out more at umary.edu/msn. 10 before the hour, Jeff Simon filling in for Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, it is What's on Your Mind, and what's on my mind is to follow up with Jim Gray. We're talking with a couple gentlemen from the North Dakota Extension Service, Jim Gray, who's the West District Director, and Chris Borboom, who's the Director of the Extension Service at NDSU. Jim, we were talking about leadership development and a little bit of the kind of, you know, getting out into the community and, basically extending the mission of extension, if you will. Right. Tell me a little bit more about the program and what sort of training and education is provided.
Well, when it comes to leadership development, we are really focused on making sure that we have citizens that are ready and able to step up. You think about all the needs in a local community of folks to sit on township boards and water boards and church councils and city commissions and all of those things. So there are two different programs that I'd just like to focus on. The first one is called Lead Local. It's an extension program where staff will come out and do an on-site training for folks, and they'll talk about parliamentary procedure and open meeting law and some of the basics of serving in a public role on a committee or a council or as an elected official. And those are coordinated with our local staff, with our local agents, and it's a really neat program. The second one is another program, it is called Rural Leadership North Dakota. It's an extension program, highly successful. That's a much more intensive program. I think it runs 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
18 months, Jim.
18 months, okay, 18 months. And Rural Leadership North Dakota is really trying to empower those leaderships in the rural parts of North Dakota. You had actually mentioned Vanita Best, who's a county commissioner in the western part of the state of North Dakota, McKenzie County. She's run through that program. I think it's safe to say that folks that have gone through that program really do feel empowered, and they've improved their skill set, and now they're looking to see how they can use those skills to benefit themselves and their local community.
In doing my homework, as I told you, gentlemen, I'm looking here at one of the notes I have. This is a quote from Thomas Cooper, North Dakota's first extension director. It says that through extension's help, men and women may develop within themselves the ability to bring about a better condition in the community. And, Chris, you were telling us during the break that really outreach is a big role. I mean, you're doing more of that, being proactive.
Well, certainly when you bring up that quote from Cooper, I think, isn't that great? It just describes what we do so well. You know, we're bringing information and programs from NDSU out to the folks across the state so that they can, make the best decisions for their businesses or for their farms, ranches, and such. And some of it really starts with the youth. Sometimes people don't always put the 4-H program together with the NDSU Extension Service, but 4-H is the youth development program of extension. And so as Jim was talking about leadership for adults, in some regards, 4-H is that same type of leadership development program for youth. It's creating the next generation. It creates the excitement sometimes in like STEM, the science, engineering, technology fields, creates experience and opportunities and leadership development and speaking skills, communication arts, and such. So, we serve the people across the lifespan, from youth to families to businesses to seniors in North Dakota.
It really is a much broader program, I think, than I realized. Jim asked me, what's your view of the Extension Service? And I used to think, well, the county extension agent was in the courthouse, and, the office was full of brochures about all sorts of information about crops and gardening and that sort of thing. But it's, you start delving into it. I was looking at your website last night. You could spend hours going through some of the things that are on there. It's really incredible how broad extension's reach really is.
Well, the needs in North Dakota are really diverse and really broad, and extension's a need-based program. And so we will try to respond to those high priority needs of North Dakotans. And you're right, Jeff, they really do vary quite a bit.
About 30 seconds left here, gentlemen. Any other thoughts you want to impart to our listeners? Stunned silence. covered it that well.
Please get in contact with your extension agent if you have questions, needs, or see new directions for what we should be doing. We want to hear from the residents of North Dakota so we can serve you best.
That sounds like a wonderful mission. Well, I want to thank you, Jim Gray and Chris Warbrun from the North Dakota Extension Service.
That's a very important question.
Thank you much. Back in a bit.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.